Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop and we hear God's word. I pray that as you hear the words of Scripture, it would come into your life, be like a seed that goes into the ground, that then begins to sprout and bears much fruit. May God's word speak to you this day and every day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our defender, storms rage around and within us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from danger. Deliver your sons and daughters from fear and preserve us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading for this is the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the Sea of Galilee while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, and the wind was against them. And early in the morning came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we have familiar. We have Peter walking on the water. The scene is set. Jesus had been preaching to the crowds, healing those who are in need. And he goes off by himself. And while he goes off to pray by himself, the disciples turn to him. And we hear that this storm comes up, batters the boat, and sends sort of adrift that goes out into the water. Jesus, in the midst of the storm, begins to walk towards them. And we know what Peter does. First, they're afraid. And then Peter, when he realizes it's Jesus, kind of goes, "Wait, Lord, if you will, call to me and I will come to you," right? Peter wants to walk on water. And sometimes we hear this. There's all kinds of things we can do with this text, thinking about getting out of the boat, walking on water, and everything. What I want us to focus upon is what happens. Think about the reality of what's taking place. Gets out of the boat, walks, and then he begins to sink. But notice what Jesus does. Because I think this is telling. Jesus doesn't let him sink too far down. He doesn't castigate him at the moment. Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and pulls him up. Jesus saves him. And I wonder if we focus too much on Peter's times. Where, what we need to think about is to think about what Jesus does. Jesus is the one who rescues Peter, who even though he's following the command, right? Jesus told him to come, you know, to get out. Then he gets in trouble, but Jesus reaches down, grabs him, and they get in the boat. In life, at times we have our own storms that rage around us, whether that's difficulty in relationships, whether that's we struggle with the direction of the world, whether that's you know, battling some kind of illness or addiction. We all have those things that those storms that come and rage around us. And part of the good news that this text reminds us is in the midst of everything, no matter what, no matter anything else, that Jesus is the one who reaches out and grabs us by the hand. The core of the gospel is that Jesus goes to the cross to give his life for us. In some ways, the cross can be seen as the same thing that Jesus does in this story. The cross reminds us that even in our sinfulness, we have been washed clean and are made new. Jesus, as Peter is sinking, reaches out, grabs him and saves him, pulls him into the boat. Jesus from the cross pulls us into the church to say it's okay. No matter the storms that come, no matter how strong the wind is or how high the waves get, Jesus' proclamation is, I am with you always. I will be there. I will reach out my hand to take yours so that you will be with me. That's a story we need to cling to. And remember that no matter what happens, Jesus is there. And then I think it calls us as disciples to go and help others to see this as well. Because sometimes it may not be us that's caught in that storm of life, but we may see others. And how do we help them to encounter the Christ that is the one who reaches out and immediately pulls us up? How do we help others to see and experience the God who loves us so much? He never leaves us abandoned or orphaned or by ourselves. I think too often in our world, people feel lost, lonely. They feel deserted. They feel like they've got to do it themselves. And in some ways, within our country, right, what we have lifted up a virtue in our country is that rugged individualism. I got to do it. I can do it. Right? I've got to do this. And this text kind of reminds us that when we go alone, a lot of times we may get in trouble. Peter gets out of the boat by himself and begins to sink. That it's not I have to do this. But Jesus comes along and says, here, I am with you. And reaches out and takes us by the hand and pulls us back into the boat. As the storms rage around us, may we always remember Jesus is the one who has given his life, has given his all, so that he reaches out through the cross, Peter on the water, reaches out and takes us by the hand and rescues us. Saves us so that we may know the goodness and graciousness of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, save us. Hear us when we cry out to you, and we give thanks that you continually and always hear us while we call, and you reach out your hand to rescue us. It can seem like at times we are always surrounded by storms that rage and waves that overcome us. Yet even amidst these storms of life, you are always there, present with hand extended, to pull us in, to calm our fears, to be with us now and evermore. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.